Hello and welcome to Serial Dates. Today I want to share a short episode on gratitude, since Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and how you can use a gratitude journal with your children. So the parenting moment this week is the whole episode, because I'm going to talk about how we started implementing this gratitude journal and how it's been helpful just in our flow of our evening routine, and also in terms of language acquisition and for our oldest learning how to read. So let's get started. Most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with gratitude journals and, you know, the power of gratitude in general. So I'm not going to go into that side of things. But one day, back when John was working in the evenings, I was trying to figure out how to improve our bedtime routine. And it was really hard at that time. And so I just thought about doing this gratitude journal to just kind of bring something new, to bring them into our bedtime routine and start our bedtime routine. And I just grabbed a little notebook that we had laying around and a pencil. And I explained to the boys what gratitude was, what the gratitude journal was about. And basically, we just took turns going around saying what we were grateful for. We would write our name on the top of the page, write, for example, if I was grateful for a meal we had, like meal as a family, then I would write cena en familia, something short, or just cena, and draw a little picture about it. And basically, that's just become kind of our the thing that we do every single night. And sometimes if we can't find the gratitude book for some reason, we will just go around and talk about it. But it serves as a tool for much more than just gratitude, which, I mean, that is the foundation, that is the most important thing about it. But it also serves as a tool for comprehensible input. So they know what gratitude is, and you explain it once. El libro de agradecimiento. That is kind of tough. It took John a while to say agradecimiento. But you can say el libro de gracias. You know, you can keep it simple. But if you want to say gratitude, then it would be el libro de agradecimiento. And it provides comprehensible input because your child knows what they did throughout the day, and then they can think about what they were grateful for, and then see it in a picture, see the written word, and connect all those pieces together. So I love it for that reason too. And if your child is learning how to read, and even if they're not quote unquote learning how to read, seeing meaningful print in the environment, which that is meaningful print, it's connecting your life to the word that you're writing down, to the letters that spell that word. And you don't have to do a lesson about it by any means, and you really don't want to make this a lesson at all. But as they see you over and over, when we talk about repetition so much, as they see you every single night writing similar things, because we tend to be grateful for similar things, they see that word being written over and over again, and they see the picture that goes with it. And they, if you can start emphasizing on the first sound. So for example, recently John started baking, just added one more thing that he's really good at. He started baking bread, and so we've all been grateful for pan periera. We started calling it pan periera because we've all kind of worked on it. I'm more of the taste specialist of the bread making, but Mateo and Elias really have been helping. And so we call it pan periera. So if I am about to say, estoy agradecida por, I'm grateful for, and then I could say for Mateo, who's really into learning how to read and hearing initial sounds, I can say, estoy agradecida por p, 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 or just p. And he would probably guess pan periera, because we talk about it so much and we've been grateful for it. So again, it has lots of applications, lots of benefits, and it's so simple. You probably have a notebook laying around somewhere and a pencil or a pen that you can use. So I hope that was helpful, and I am grateful to have you, to have this community, to have this opportunity to share my love for bilingualism and my love for the family structure. And thank you for welcoming me into your home. Con amor y gratitud, Daniela.